ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program The Key here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a very important question. And that question is related to a topic which is very important in Islam. I'm referring to the Aql. As you know, this term has come up in many places in the Holy Quran and Hadith. And the intellect or intelligence is something which has been praised in many places in these scriptures. By way of example, regarding the value of the intellect, God Almighty says the following in the Holy Quran. He gives wisdom to whoever he wishes, and he who is given wisdom is certainly given an abundant good. But none take admonition except for those who possess intellect. And God also says, and they will say, had we listened or applied reason, we would not have been among the inmates of the blaze. وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَعْقِلُ وَكُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. So the intellect is something very recommended, and it has been promoted in Islam. The question we want to pose today with respect to this topic is, what increases the intellect, or what improves it? In order to answer this question, we can take inspiration from some of the hadiths which have been narrated from Imams alayhimus salam regarding this topic. In one beautiful hadith, Imam Ali alayhis salam has been reported as having said, the intellect is an intrinsic thing that increases, meaning it's like a natural thing, that increases with knowledge and experiences. Right? Knowledge and tajruba, experiences, these improve the intellect or increase it. By abandoning that which does not concern you, your intellect will be completed, will be fulfilled, will be perfected. This is another saying of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, when he reminded Muawiyah of the use of his intellect, he said, the intellect is only perfected through following the truth. To which Muawiyah replied, there is only one thing in your chests. You attribute everything to the truth. Meaning, following the truth, adhering to the truth, promoting the truth, speaking the truth, these are things that help improve the intellect. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam once said, frequent study of matters of knowledge opens the intellect. So studying, it increases the intellect and intelligence. It's not enough that you have a high IQ. Rather, you have to use it and study. When you do, your intellect will blossom and your intelligence will improve. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam once said, the perfection of the intellect lies in three things. Kamalul aqli fi thalathatin. The first is humility before God. At-tawazu lillah, being humble and submissive to God. The second, strong conviction. Husnul yaqeen, being sure and certain about things. And finally, silence except when speaking good. Asamte illa min khairin. Right? Silence is one of the, not only one of the signs of the intellect and intelligence, but also it helps improve the intelligence and intellect, and it helps it blossom. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at things that improve the intellect and intelligence in light of the hadith of the infallibles, alayhimus salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.